This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550.
One of the first lessons I was ever taught in radio was Beth Adams telling me, because she was for many years on the morning show in Rochester, and I jumped into that show for a couple of years to begin my career. And I don't know if I said something or what brought this on, but she's like, never say you're tired. So raise your hand.
You chastised me. You smacked me. There was a day a few weeks ago where the first thing I said was, I'm exhausted.
And I said, you should never say that.
And I don't know if you mentioned Beth Adams, but you definitely...
You don't need my help.
You definitely smacked me for that.
You don't need my help. But, because I'm about to say, like, raise your hand if you're in this room and you were up at 2 a.m. Right here. Hi. I was up at 2 a.m.
I was not up at 2 a.m., but I did not get a good night's sleep. I don't know why. I turned in early. I knew I was getting up early to play golf, and I just could not... Just couldn't shut it down. I don't know. I was just flipping around in bed for hours.
You probably had some Diamondbacks home run parlay or something.
No, I had nothing going on. The Yankee game was good, so I hung with that for a bit, and I watched that in bed, and that kept me awake for a bit, I guess. But anyway,
I had a 10 o'clock draft. Then I jumped on the stream last night to discuss the draft because of my vanity.
That'll go a while.
I was liking
probably.
It. That went a few minutes. And then when the draft was over, I watched the entire stream of theirs back. So it was like, what? And, you know, the dog's up and she, Foxy, throw Foxy. Like, now it's belly rubs and it's 1:30.
Yeah.
And, you know, I probably should call it here, but, you know, I was into it.
Don't really call for school, though. It's summer. So
I know.
You can get away with that.
I guess I did, but you can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
You know who else was up at 2? Well, you were not up at 2 a.m. Sammy P was up at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah? What do you know?
I watched 2 hours of Bet Sweats today, and he talked about how, I don't remember why, but yeah, it was like DoorDash Burger King at 2 in the morning.
Oh, God.
And he's on, when are they on the air? Like 7?
I don't know. Yeah, 7 there. Chicago. Yeah, right. It's 9 to noon or something, is that?
Or he's in Boston, isn't he?
He's in Boston.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He's from Chicago, maybe, yeah, but he's in Boston.
Whatever. That's a...
DoorDash, Burger King, like, at 2 a.m.
Being up at 2 a.m. is bad. Burger King... I don't know, man. That's some bad idea genes right there is what that is.
You got to be in a big enough city for Burger King to be open at 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't. What kind of food options do we have on those sorts of apps at 2 a.m.?
A couple of pizza. I know.
I know there's a pizza place that I follow on Facebook that is like late night. Like, but I think you got to go get it. Well, maybe not. I think they do offer anyway. But there's one pizza place that I know. If I'm ever up at 2 a.m, I know where to go.
Here's the short story. This is the whole story as far as I know too. They were talking about Christopher Sanchez, the Phillies pitcher, and Joe O was like pimping Sanchez as a Cy Young bet or something, and he was pitching against Boston. And Sam was saying on their show today how the Red Sox are the one team he can't watch from home.
From Boston.
Right. That's blacked out. He doesn't pay for Nesson. Like, that's the one team he has to go out. But he did. He wanted to see Sanchez. You got to love this about Sam. So, you know, this we were younger once. You go out to watch the game, like, on a Tuesday night.
Right.
And Sanchez was great. And I don't know. He said he got home. He couldn't drive a car at that point. He was hungry. And he called DoorDash for Burger King at 2. And I told him, like, I was listening. I'm like, I was up.
Have yourself a night, Sam.
You should have been looking at my draft. I could have used your thoughts. So, do the Bills get DoorDash at Fisher? Is that something that's banned or is that allowed?
I can't imagine it's banned. I can't imagine
nothing's banned.
It's banned. No.
Nothing's banned.
So, you know, you probably can get your feed bag on like that at from the dorms, I would think.
Midnight tonight, there'll be like 5 drivers in that Dorsey Hall parking lot. Who have you got? Can't name names. I have no idea. Like, who's up for that?
Right.
But camp is open. James Cook. Do we owe him a check?
Yes, we do. I mean... Yes. I don't know, we owe him.
Charity?
But
What's his charity?
I feel like I want to certainly give him a lot of credit for, you know, I landed, I think, the other day, was it yesterday or Monday? I don't remember, on this, like, maybe he'll use Hard Knocks as, like, his opportunity to make a stand, right? Like, that's going to be on TV, and, like, this is maybe your last and only chance, and nope, just out there practicing it's fully. Yeah, I mean, that whole thing has turned into mostly a nothing burger.
So far.
I'd be surprised if it turned. I mean, the only turn for it to make now would be for them to get a contract done, which you've been much more optimistic about than me. I've not ruled it out entirely, but I'm certainly far from optimistic that was going to happen. That's the only development left in the story, I think. He's there. He's working. It's... Not often you see guys walk out or start holding in once they're there and participating. It probably has happened. Someone out there might be able to remember a specific scenario of a team that they follow or whatever, where a guy showed up, was hoping that might generate contract talks. It doesn't. Then he gets frustrated and bails. But I don't know. I don't feel there's any sign of that. I feel like this guy's a good teammate and wants to do the work and honor the contract. I'm sure he's disappointed he didn't get an extension like all of his other, you know, 3-year, you know, eligible teammates who got contract extensions this offseason. So credit to him for showing up and doing the work. I want to at least say that. I don't know if I want to apologize for talking about it. It is pro football, and guys do, you know, there is drama sometimes, but Cook has avoided it.
Was it not reasonable to have all those conversations?
No, that's why I say I don't want to apologize for it, but I want to give him credit for showing up.
Yeah, I would definitely not want to apologize for it, because I think what he did was cause for the speculation,
right,
that... I don't know. I mean, I don't disagree exactly with any of that, but what was the point? Like, if it's over, was it just for fun? Was it a bit? Was James Cook... $15 million, eyeball emojis, like, was it a bit that he was just, like, pretending to want that money? He didn't, to this point, maybe it is over, He didn't make one serious move toward, you know, getting that for himself. It was just like, okay, I guess I lost. I don't know. I said last week I thought it would be really weak for him to just walk in the door today, because what was it all about? If it was all a joke, tell us. But I don't know. I don't want to give him credit for that. That's not funny, right?
I mean, yeah, that's not funny. I wouldn't ever myself want to assert, and not that you're asserting, I don't think it's a joke. I think he was eligible for an extension. He threw a figure out there. The Bills said no, and he folded.
Did the Bills just slam the door on his face, maybe? Because there isn't even like a... What I thought would happen the whole time is that there would be... I still am not close to this. That there would be a compromise deal, because I thought both sides would want it. I thought Cook would... Because I still don't think he'll have any kind of year this year that would take him to free agency and he would hit the grand slam. I still don't really think mm-hmm. that's out there for him. So I think if I'm right about that, it makes sense to me to think he would want something in the middle. And I would think, too, the Bills would want to give him something in the middle, right? Because they do that for everybody, and he's not irrelevant on the mm-hmm. team. So, yes, he's a running back, but they would want to do some sort of a compromise deal. And what are you supposed to think here? That they were just, like, never open to anything? And because of that, Cook just felt like he had no hand to play.
Hmm.
So he's like, I guess I better be there for the first minute of training camp. I also want to say it was interesting. The first I heard, yesterday there was a report that he was in. And it still might have meant that he would be in but not practice, because mm-hmm. you see that. The first I heard today that he would be on the field was everybody you follow tweets the same quotes. And McDermott saying something about how I looked him in the eyes and I could tell he was ready. And like, was McDermott taking credit for Cook being on the field to practice? Like, you know, you is it a little bit of the more militaristic, you signed a deal, you know, you should be out here. I'm looking you in the eye. Are you here to play? Are you here to mess around? Like, what are we doing? And I don't know. It read a little bit to me like McDermott was sort of taking credit for Cook being out there, which maybe he should. I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't see why a player – I mean, Cook had some leverage here. Not all of it, but he had some. I don't see why a player would play this game and then just fold. You know, I played a little bit of poker. The person who does that is a joke. Just, you know, oh, I'm sorry. I guess I have 4-2. I didn't realize it. He didn't have 4-2.
Yeah, I don't want to call him a joke at all. I mean, I think that is really strong. I think he's a good teammate. I think he's showing up and he wants to do the work and doesn't want to be a pain in the butt. And I wouldn't either think that the Bills weren't open to doing something, but it must still be at a number that Cook just does not want to agree to. And I don't know, maybe at some point he'll talk. He's not someone who, I mean, even when he spoke at minicamp, he didn't really shed a lot of light on his thought process. It was, you know, very kind of matter of fact, short answers mostly. So I don't know that we'll get a long think piece from him. Like, I don't see him sitting down with Tyler Dunn for 2 hours or something and spilling the story. I mean, I suppose that could happen, but my guess is the Bills had a number, and Cook is betting on himself. I'm going to play it out, and either you are going to get closer to my number after I do what I did last year again this year, or I'm going to go to free agency, and there'll be one team out there that looks at me, and especially if I'm betting on myself. I'm going to go put up a dozen touchdowns or more again this year off of the 16 from last year, and I'm going to get the money that way. And, you know, the risk in that, of course, is injury. Something happens to him without any guaranteed money. And, you know, maybe there's regret there in the end if that happens. I would expect that there would be. But I think that's probably the most likely scenario. Now, the Bills to me, if they want to, you know, keep the peace, you know, sort of the peace is made. Like, it's they don't have to do anything. He's here and he's practicing.
Right,
so,
they won.
So, you know, you're good. Like, here, that was our offer, you know. Yeah, well, you know, maybe they can move a little on certain things. I don't know, but I think it's probably over.
No, they won, and it didn't even get to August 1st.
Right.
Just like how bad a poker player is this guy? I don't know. I thought this was interesting too today. We'll talk to Sal later. He'll tell us his interpretation of everything that was said. Bean on Cook. You see the word he used?
Hope.
Hopeful. I'm hopeful that Cook will be with us next year. The Bills have control over that. Even if they don't do a new deal with him, they still have his rights. Like, mm-hmm. He can still be franchised, and that'll be up to them. What an odd... This has been so strange. Before minicamp or after the draft, Cook comes up and Bean is talking about, well, you know, we'll get something done next year or whatever. It is. Okay, like he just seemed so almost flippant about it. Felt publicly anyway, no pressure to do anything with him. That's fine. He didn't have to. And, I mean, I guess he probably had reason to think that because here's Cook at minicamp and at training camp. Like, he might have thought it was all a big joke. And, you know, they're again today, wouldn't you know it, bingo card, obviously, box checked, how we love Jimbo. Like, of course that has to be said every time. Like, they're just placating him or something. I don't know. I'm hopeful Cook will be with us next year. Well, whose call is that? It's yours. It's just so weird.
Well, you can also hope that he will adjust his ask. You know, if he gets to, maybe he doesn't have the smashing year that he is hoping for, right? His bet on himself goes south, much the way this entire episode has sort of gone south from his perspective. He's not getting anything close to what he wanted here. He's getting nothing, really, is what he's got. He's got his original contract, which has been in place for, well, 3.5 years now. So he's going into the last year of it. If he goes back to James Cook of 2023 and has 2 rushing touchdowns with 1,000 yards, maybe the ask comes down and the Bills go, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we can live with, 3 years, $30 million or somewhere in that ballpark. And that's a way that they can keep him here. So it requires his ask coming down is what you're hoping for if you're Brandon Bean. I think when he says, I hope he's out there, I think you're hoping that he'll settle for what you think is a fair price.
Well, you're not basing this on an assumption that they've made some offer to him this year. Next year, no matter what happens, it has to be lower. He's a year older. Like, that's four years in the league. And you're not paying him, you're not making a deal with him next year that's better than you would make with him now, unless what happens? I mean, the cap goes up all the time, so you could factor that into it.
He smashes another. He has last year again, and you don't look at it as a aberration, right? He went from 2 touchdowns to 16. You do 16 again, or a dozen even, I think, and go, all right, well, that feels more bankable now. Sure, I still wouldn't want to do it myself, by the way. Like, I wouldn't want to get near his price. At this point, even with the cap going up, I just don't think it's a good bet with a running back like you're saying. I think the good point to be made there is it's another year down the road, so he's that much closer to the point where you'd have a regret about that contract sooner rather than later. So it's not going to be a good idea, but what could get him closer to his price? A second year that makes last year not look like a one-off.
And really, like, the math just does not have much room for that season. You know, like, he's had almost the same efficiency other than touchdowns, the same quality, productivity every year, except for last year in touchdowns. Does he have to be 2 again? No. Does he have to be 16? Almost definitely not. So somewhere in the middle. But the player is the player. You will say that, you know, maybe he got faster last year or something like that. Maybe the Bills have said that too. But the player is the player. So then I'm a year from now, and he's a year older, and I think I'm less inclined than I am now. It's all the more reason to think that now was the time to do it. It's so strange to me that the Bills, if I'm going to keep going with the idea of it being a poker game, I think I want to say they felt so little about their opponent in this game that they're just like, yeah, we don't care. I mean, they didn't say that, but like, yeah, okay. Next question. I mean, we'll talk about this next year, or we love Jimbo. And just like, he didn't even take them. He didn't even lead off first base in this thing. And he just was like, you know, Made a spectacle of what he wanted. Came to minicamp anyway because he didn't want to be fined. Sal told us, am I wrong, that because of where he's at in his contract career, if he had been fined for missing these practices, that could have been rescinded because he was on his rookie deal or something. Like, so sometimes the fines cannot be rescinded, but he was in a spot where he could have, you know, had that McLaurin, you know, these guys too, that they could, they're going to be fined. Hendrickson, they're going to be fined for missing camp, but they could negotiate that into the next contract.
We'll talk to Sal at 4 tonight. Is that right? Let's clarify that, because I think it might be the opposite of what you just said. I think because he's on a rookie deal that you can't rescind the fines.
I thought it was.
But if you're more of a veteran player, that then you can work that out. But I'm not positive of that. But I feel like I remember thinking that could be a big factor. I don't think he can get the fines washed away by a new contract because of his status in the league.
Okay. I still think he could, but I might be wrong. Still, I mean, just like what a gamble by Cook. It's laughable. I mean, it's the first day of camp. It's laughable. But, hey, look, you're going to have a lot of company, and I'm not really, again, disagreeing with how it's good for the Bills. I mean, that's what everybody cares about.
That's all I care about. Like, I appreciate your attention to the details of the game that was being played, but I don't really care. I wanted James Cook to play for the Bills on this contract is really my ideal scenario. I really didn't want an extension almost of any kind because I thought it was going to be at a figure that I would eventually be regretting. So, you know, I like the player, and I admire that he's here, really. So I'm not I don't feel let down that he didn't play the game to the fullest extent. I'm kind of relieved because I think he will help them. I don't think he's the most vital guy, but I'd rather have him here than not here and not be a distraction for a team that's trying to finally get, you know, all the way there. So, you know. I'm at credit to him, and the scenario that is playing out, I think, is best for the team. And so, I'm all about that more than I am about Cook playing games.
So to whom do we write the check? Is there a charity? Does he need the money because he didn't get more? Do we just make it out to James Cook for the last, what is it, 3 months? Really, it's kind of three months, at least since the draft, since we've had this. It's before that.
Right.
It's at least 3 months since we've been speculating on, like, what he would do. Well, so to this point, the Bills continue their seemingly perfect, sheet, their clean sheet of staying out of the ditch when it comes to contracts. I mean, what was the last one? Cook is not going to be the one, so who was it?
Poyer had a bit of a flap near the end.
He did, and he showed up anyway.
Right.
Like, he was somebody that, well, he didn't... It turned out he didn't have a market, right? That was Poyer. Like right. He wanted to have a market and he didn't. So he walked back in, you know, tail between his legs like this guy. Just got to give him credit. We're not in the room, needless to say. I hope. I mean, we're not in the room, and the Bills have some touch when it comes to staying away from, you know, big trouble when it comes to contracts.
And yeah, I mean, and that might be to their credit. Like, they've built a thing here that a guy like Cook, you know, and look, every guy's different, but if you're choosing the players, so you have some ability to assess their personality or what you think, how they're wired, whatever, you're guessing, but you're making calls, you're choosing guys, you're trusting that this guy will fit in, and this guy fits in well enough that he doesn't want to rock the boat. And that's an accomplishment in pro sports, in any pro sport.
You could tell, we had this yesterday, and what Sal has said about Cook back at minicamp, you can tell by his quotes, by his comments, that he wasn't fully invested in the cause, right? Yesterday, we had a clip from him on a podcast, you know, talking about saying a couple of the things you would say, but then also saying, I don't want to be a cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, I think, by his comments, he was never the one at minicamp. He's doing it with the Bills and their sponsors' logos behind them. So that's another thing. you could tell, I just feel like you could tell maybe he wasn't fully invested in it, which, okay, that's his choice. 803-0550, James Cook is in. They're all in. Get a couple of guys on PUP. The Knox thing, hamstring.
Right.
Injured, working
it is,
out.
It is a back flare-up for Spencer Brown. I speculated yesterday, like, he's had back stuff, and, like, it always can worry you when you hear something about that guy, and it turns out it is that, but nobody sounds alarmed about it. Nobody's talking like it's going to be a problem, you know, moving forward. They're just being, you know, careful, first day of camp, all that sort of stuff.
What's your perspective on what did or didn't happen with Cook? Anything else from day one of training camp at St. John Fisher? 803-0550, Sal Capaccio at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
James is a competitive dude. He's a stud. He's a great teammate. He wants to be here. He loves ball. Of course, who doesn't want to get paid? And that's the hard part of this job is I do want to pay them all, especially the ones that you're working hard. They're producing on the field. Their teammates love them. The fans love them. Like, James fits Buffalo, but sometimes you can't get on the same page, or sometimes you're trying to fit it in. Or, you know, there's times guys have left here that we really wanted. We just couldn't make it work. But I can tell you, I'm hopeful when we're sitting here at next year's training camp that James Cook is out there practicing, still representing the red, white, and blue.
Brandon Bean today. Hopeful. I guess this is where we all go, so are we? Right? Or just,
I don't know. I would not classify myself as hopeful, because that would mean an extension is in place or that they put the franchise tag on him. And I've never been nuts about that. I like the idea of just sort of assembly lining running backs on their rookie contracts and just sending them on their way.
So I don't need to do this all day, but what does Bean mean by hopeful?
That Cook will come down to their price, I think is what he means. I mean, that's my best guess, because they are, you know, they could just agree to pay him whatever he wants, and then they're take hope out of the equation. Oh, you're here. We want you to be happy. We want everyone to be happy. Here you go.
So there is a deal available to him.
To Cook?
Yes.
Oh, I think there's always been a deal available to him.
Me too.
I would be very surprised. I mean, you said at one point in that opening segment, you know, questioning whether the Bills ever even made him an offer, I think, or something. And I'd be stunned if they didn't make him an offer. He's been a good player for them, and had a great season last year with all those touchdowns. So, sure, I think you'd like to keep that going, especially considering the window that they're in here trying to win the Super Bowl for real, not just a pipe dream. But I think the hope is that he realizes, you know, maybe it's even a situation, you mentioned Poyer, that's the last sort of turbulence there really was contract wise and that was, you know, I don't know, depends on how nervous a flyer you are, but it wasn't really the kind of turbulence that you would ever get really scared about. Is he's going to go see what's out there, and if he doesn't find what he's looking for, he can always come back. You can hope for that, too, if you're Brandon Bean, that Cook has a very good year, maybe even the same, you know, a similar enough year to last year. They don't put the tag on him. He hits the market, goes out there, and sees that what he's being offered isn't that different from what the Bills are willing to do, and comes back and says, all right, I'll just stay here for whatever.
Well, I've been trying pretty hard to make sense of the whole thing, not make sense of, but like try to nail down what is really going on. And I think after today, it's that. It's, you know, we're hopeful he's here next year. I think your answer is the right answer, that he will come over to what we're offering, or at least close enough where we can do this. And that's been one of several possibilities here this offseason, is that, you know, we're talking about him a lot, and, you know, what does $10 million really sound like? Okay, 15. What does $10 million a year really sound like? And one possibility has always been that he wouldn't listen to that. That what you or I might think is a reasonable offer, to him would not be. And if it's so far apart, what does he think he's going to accomplish by staying away if it's so far apart? So, you know, I still think it's probable here that he just gave up on whatever it was that he thought he might be able to get done. But, it, you know, it could be that we're hopeful, like, you know, the way you read it, he comes to a number we could live with by next year, and we don't have to talk about this anymore.
Yeah.
And so if his $15 million was just like, that's it. And he was never going to get away with staying there and not playing.
Yep. It's also possible that the Bills have had whatever their – this would really surprise me, but I guess it's worth saying. We're trying to, you know, get our heads around what, you know, what has gone on here, and what are the two sides trying to get accomplished here. It's possible that the Bills have had whatever their offer was, whatever their ceiling was, but in reality, they knew, you know, we could go another million a year. Or we could guarantee another $5 million, or you know, whatever, you know, pick figures. All right, nothing outrageous. But he shows up and he's going to do the work, and he's a good teammate, and everything Bean said, a part of being hopeful is maybe when Bean says, I'm hopeful he's here next year, that I'm going to talk to his agent tonight even. And, you know, we've been offering 10, we'll offer 11. I have no idea if that's what the, if that's the ball. I would assume that that's the ballpark. He was making 5 as it is. He said he wanted 15. I mean, to be offering him 7 or something would be like absurd. I don't even know why. That's a situation where if that's all you're prepared to offer, don't even bother, I would say. But, you know, I don't have to be right about that. But maybe there's, you know, you've done right here. You've shown up, and we appreciate that. And now that you've done that, here's a nudge. And does that get Cook to go, well, you know, bird in the hand, there's a bunch of guaranteed money here, I'm about to go play 17 or 20 football games, and anything could happen. And if you're guaranteeing me, I don't know, $20 million out of a $30 million contract, maybe I just take that because that's four times what I'm prepared to be paid guaranteed this year.
I wonder if it's fair to say that his this is common, I would say, so it's not so much a criticism, but if his evaluation of himself is significantly greater than the league's evaluation of him, because wasn't that the Dalvin Cook experience? That when we started to hear about Dalvin Cook, his brother, looking for a big contract, he was kind of shot. Like, it was almost already over for him. And it was kind of a joke, again, that he was asking for this kind of the kind of money he was, and the league was just like not interested at all. He goes to the Jets. He goes to Baltimore even at the end and just plays for – the Jets gave him some okay money at least, or good.
Yeah.
But not anything, you know, huge.
Not top of the market by far.
Yeah, no. Like he – and who knows how they really think, but it's – the way that – the way I remember that was like, who does this guy think he is? I mean, he's not Barkley, and neither is James Cook Barkley, you know, like they're not.
Right.
But I guess it's tough for me. I want to make sure it's understood. Like, I'm disappointed that we're here, not because it's bad for the Bills. It's great for the Bills. It's perfect. I mean, they really didn't have to pay him 50 cents, apparently, more than he was right. making to this point. But I just don't really understand a guy who makes somewhat of an ordeal publicly about how he's underpaid, and then he's like, oh, don't worry about it. That's just, to me, I was asking the other day and to you this week, like, what would you do if you were Cook? What you wouldn't do, I think, is the first part.
The calling attention to it in the first place, right?
Yeah, like,
right.
You wouldn't do that. I mean, far be it from me or you to even understand like sort of what his thinking is, but what you wouldn't do is stick your foot in the door and be like, I want $15 million a year. You could want it, but you would keep that private, or you wouldn't.
Right.
You just wouldn't make it a thing so that guys like us would have it to talk about.
If you're so easily prepared to walk away from the idea.
Like, yeah, just show kidding.
Up. Right.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
So it's great for them. I'm not disappointed for them. It's perfect for them. That was the best case scenario if he just sort of like, whatever. But it's just like, don't give me the idea that you're serious and then not be serious. You know, that's kind of a thing in life. Don't do that. That's how I mean what I'm disappointed about. Just like, come on, buddy. No wonder they love him.
Right.
What a sweetheart.
Right.
I mean, he can tweet all he wants. He's going to play for the contract he's got, apparently. 803-0550 is the number. Into the 90s tomorrow for day two of training camp.
Yeah.
Not 100.
No.
It sounds like the feels like
yeah.
could get near when 100.
When I had this bet with Sneaky Joe a few years ago.
Which has been erased.
I think we got near 100 real feel, but you know, it was decided that's you know, that doesn't count any more than showing me the temperature gauge in your vehicle when you get in it,
right?
And
when you turn it on,
and it says 100 because it's been baking. Like my truck today, when I walk out there, might say 100 when I turn it on, or 99, but it's not going to be actually 99 degrees out. It's just baking in the sun all afternoon. So yeah, real feel, but yeah, I'm not planning on playing golf tomorrow morning. I'll tell you that. I don't want any part of that heat.
That's the time to play, though.
Well, it's still today. Even was hot, like right away, like flop sweat right on the like first green. I'm like, ugh, putting. My glasses are sweaty. It's really hot. And tomorrow's gonna be worse. So I want no part of that. At least when I'm golfing, I'll go out next. I'll go ride my bike tomorrow. Because I don't mind if I'm in an activity where I'm working and that's the idea. I don't mind being hot. Like I'll be hydrated. I'll take care. I'm fine. But to go out and play golf or do yard work in that heat, no thanks.
If you want to see the Bills in the sun, get to training camp, because if you didn't know, you probably did. They have 1:00
Sunday home game until November 16th. The Saints game, and that's week
four.
Four, right, which could be a hot day, late September, early October.
Yep.
But three of the first four home games are night games. Then you have eventually Kansas City. Kansas City, it's going to feel early, I think, that Chief game. Week nine, is it?
Yep.
And that's a 425 game. We're into early November, I believe, at that point. And then it's not until week 11 against the Bucs when they are home, and there's a special throwback uniform for that game. Hopefully Tampa Bay is allowed to wear theirs. 1 o'clock Sunday. Only two for sure. Week 18 against the Jets could be the third. And, you know, things could go sideways and some other game gets flexed back to 1 o'clock. But very interesting schedule for that. If you like seeing them under the sun, get to Rochester.
Right.
Saints game, I guess it is. Or the one preseason home game. That's an afternoon game. August 9th. The Bills sadly did not qualify for one of Cleveland's, quote, alpha dog games.
What's that now?
The Browns have an alternate helmet themselves.
Oh, okay. That's what those uniforms those are. Those are alpha dog
alpha
uniforms.
Dog. The Browns have three games. The Falcons have three games. The Bills are one of them.
I was pretty sure I wasn't falling for some sort of a hoax a bit on social media, but the whole thing today, I didn't see until you showed me when I got here the video of the raft they had out on the lake with the helmet unveiling and personnel falling off of the raft.
It's
and
funny.
Whatever, yeah. But
hopefully he didn't drown.
The first picture I saw of the helmet was just the helmet, and I thought it looked black. And I thought, is this one of these, what color is the dress from, I don't know how many years ago that was, where people were arguing about whether the dress was blue or green or whatever. I don't remember the colors now, but I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You might remember what I'm talking about. that looks black. And I saw another picture of it. It looked black. And I saw Myles Garrett, full dude. Like, oh, okay, it's brown. And then I saw the sponsor was Dude Wipes. And I thought, is this whole thing a joke? Like, the Browns have a brown-colored uniform sponsored by Dude Wipes. The whole thing is a joke? No? Okay, it's not. All right.
They lift the tarp over the helmet on this raft in the lake, and somebody is maybe shooting it or just standing there, and they fall into the lake. And then there are one or two characters, like one's got a mascot head, one's got giant sunglasses. I don't know what's a joke and what isn't. And they sort of walk over to the guy who's fallen off the raft, and there's the helmet, but nobody's looking at the helmet because they want to know what happened to this guy. And the guy with the Browns, the dog mascot head, just flips a tiny life raft into the lake. And sadly, that's all I saw. But what a disaster.
I assume everyone was okay.
What a franchise.
Yeah, right.
I mean, just good idea, I guess, but the guy falls into the water. Don't you know to sort of move in a little bit if you have to?
I don't know. What's
don't
going
stand
on
right on the right. on the corner of the raft as it's tipping.
Yeah, the whole thing seems like it could have gone better. Yeah,
it could have gone better. I would say that's safe to say it could have gone better. Yeah. That's fair. Sal at 4, Mike Schopen the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.